This is Luna of Luna and the Mountain Jets, and I'm here to thank you for supporting local music, local artists, and local radio when you listen like a local to Pick Up Country WSKV at listenlikealocal.com.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV and on the web at WSKVFM.com. Listen like a local. You can find us at 104.9 FM. If you're tuning in on Facebook, I understand we have an audience there who is listening and hanging out with us today. And I do have a special guest or two here in the studio with me. I want you all to welcome Donnie Isaacs and Hurricane Jim. I told someone that they weren't anticipating meeting a hurricane today, but here he is. Welcome, gentlemen. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
And the reason that you're here is you have a new release, and I did get a chance to see one of the videos that was out on YouTube of you playing. And tell us about Duffel Bags. What is this song that you have written, co-written with someone else that I know? Tell us about it.
Duffel Bags was a project that I kind of was sitting down one day and was putting thoughts to paper and putting the thoughts to music, and I got a good little start on it, and I reached out to a good friend of mine, L.G. Richardson, and we sit down and we collaborated together, and we finished a great military-based song that turned out really great, and it's heartfelt, and it's, you know, it's some of the stuff that we do to deal with our anxieties, and you know, it's just good therapy to put pen to paper and go through your thoughts, and I just happened to stick it to some music, and it turned out to be a good little song.
So you are a veteran, and LG is also a veteran. Yeah. What branch of military were you in?
We were Army National Guard. Yeah.
So was this your first song that you've written about your experiences or processing your thoughts and feelings about serving?
No, it was actually probably the 18th song I wrote about the military experience, but it was just one that really stuck with me and something that I wanted to see it through, and LG was a big part of that because he brought different aspects of his experience and then aspects of my experience, and we put it together, and it just gelled really well.
Mm-hmm. So your experience then has served as inspiration for, you said, maybe your 18th song. Are most of them celebration, or most of them processing feelings and recovering and healing? What do you feel like is maybe the basic foundation of what stirs you to write about your experience?
It's a cross-pollination of all that, really. You know, it's the good and the bad, and it just all kind of blends together, you know. Some songs are upbeat and funny. Some songs are just really almost too painful to put down, but it's just still, it's so therapeutic. You just do it, you know.
Right. So what kind of reaction have you had or response have you had so far from other veterans?
It's been amazing, but at the same time, it's like I debut the song to them, and they just kind of take a deep breath, and you can feel it, they feel it, you know, you can mm-hmm. see it, that they feel it, and some of them, you know, a little teary-eyed a little bit, you know, and you know, it's really touching. It's pulling on some heartstrings that we have, that some of the demons that we pack around with us and stuff, and it just kind of touches all aspects of that, you know. There's the good. I didn't want the song to be too depressing. I wanted to have a silver lining in the song. Mm-hmm. And it does. And the great thing about the song, it's not gender specific, it's gender neutral, it's branch neutral, so it relates to anybody and everybody that's ever served, or any kind of uniform for that matter, you know, whether it be mm-hmm. firefighter, policeman, or whatever.
Now, you're no stranger. I mean, I don't think you just went into service and suddenly decided to be a musician. Tell us about your background with music, and when did you get started with that?
It didn't really take off, well, I would say semi-professionally until probably 6-7 years ago, you know. Started playing locally and actually started taking it serious and met up with great people like Hurricane Jim Whitaker and then my brother Aaron and Heckle Smith, who's the drummer, and Brian Parsons was the bass player, and we just go around and do gigs and stuff. And then the military took me to D.C., and I spent about 4 years in D.C. on active duty before I retired, and that's where I ran into Kathy, who's with CAMO, which is a great organization, and she pushed me to the next level, so to speak. You know, really started getting serious with what I was doing and my songwriting, and stirred up, you know, some more creativity within me. And she give me that backing force that I was needing. And the family camo is just amazing. They come in and they just, we gel together and we just share stories about our military experiences that we set to music. So
now tell us a little more about the organization itself, Camo, and what it is that they do.
They specifically target military musicians, and it's a great organization that, and their families. And if you like to express yourself music-wise in any facet, then mm-hmm. they're all about helping you do that to whatever extent you want to try to take it, whether if it's just want to be something you want to do locally, or if you actually want to get out and try to pursue, you know, something more extreme.
So they found you?
Yeah, they found me. I was doing an open mic one night in downtown D.C., and a guy that's part of Camo heard me playing, and I told, you know, I just briefly told the audience that I'm in the military, and of course my guitar kind of gives it away too, but because it's all flag and stuff, and he approached me and said, did I know anything about Camo? And I was like, not really. And that was like the first time I got introduced to it. And then Kathy ends up finding me directly. We just, our paths cross, and Kathy being a co-founder, I mean, it was just weird. It's like it was like destiny or something. Mm-hmm. We met, and she just took me into the Camo family, and the rest is history. Here we are. So.
Now tell us about this EP that your song was included on.
Yeah, I got with Kathy, and she's like, you know, whenever you're ready to trying to do something more professional, let me know, and we'll start the process for you. And I reached out to her back in October, and she's like, well, let's get this thing going. So she linked me up with Laster Productions in Nashville, which was an amazing experience. Pat Laster is the producer and sound engineer and everything. He was a professional bass player in Nashville for like 30 years. Probably one of the best bass players I have ever met. He's played for everybody. Mm-hmm. Charlie Daniels, Lori Morgan, Tracy Lawrence, all those people. And then he took up producing. And I went down and met with him initially and his wife, Sasha, and we just hit it off. And Sasha went over some of my material, and she's like, you know, you got a great foundation, but I would like to link you up with some professional, you know, writers and musicians, and see what, maybe help tweak what you have a little bit and make it, you know, just make it better. Mm-hmm. And I went down, and that's what she did. I had four songwriting sessions with some pretty premier people, and it was just an amazing experience. I sat down with Kevin Post, who's with Blake Shelton, and wrote a song with Kevin. I sat down with Peter Keys, who's with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and wrote a song with Peter. I sat down with Chris Hennessy. He's with Jamie Johnson, mm-hmm. and he's done his own, you know, he's a solo artist too. And sit down with Damian Horn, who's affiliated with Big and Rich, and Damian does a lot of amazing things. And just all these people, I'm sitting down writing songs with them. And the finished product is this EP, this five-song EP that we sit down and professionally recorded. And Duffel Bags is the premier single on that EP that we're here today to help launch.
So what was that like? I mean, after all of the songs that you'd already written before, and to be in that sphere of influence, I mean, what was that like for you?
It was,
Did you pinch yourself?
All the time. I mean, one day I'm sitting there at Chris Hennessy's house, and these are amazing, humble people, first of all. I can't express that enough. These are just humble people who are more than happy to help me with every aspect of this project. And it was funny that Rick Huckabee ended up coming in and doing backup vocals, you know, because, you know, he was wanting to be a part of the project too. And that was amazing to meet all these people. But just to sit down with these guys and do that, to do a songwriting session with them. And each one of them has their own talent and their own unique way of approaching it. And I took something that was probably close to half done, maybe, maybe not. And they sit down and I got to watch each one do their own technique with how they approach songwriting, and I just took all that and tried to absorb as much of it as I could, and it was amazing. It's like hitting the lottery or something, you know.
I would say that it would be, especially, you know, I'm picturing that the things that you had already prepared and written in the song were very personal, and so for you to lay that out in front of professionals that got a hold of it and found something to work with, you know, that had to have been just a stellar experience.
Yeah, it was very frightening, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, because you're putting your heart out there.
Yeah, you know, you have to be thick-skinned in this business anyway. So mm-hmm. I was kind of ready for them to just shred it up completely and start over from scratch. You know, it's what I thought was going to happen. But actually, each person kind of picked the song that they wanted to work on. Because they were all, once you listen to the EP, all five songs are kind of standalone songs. They're not all set in the same little format. Mm-hmm. They're all kind of, you know, they're pretty broad. So that was fun too. And I think that's because of the different approaches of songwriting made each song different within itself. So, but to sit down and do that process, Kevin Post said it best. He's like, you know, you've built this house. We're just going to put furniture in it.
Nice.
You
okay.
Know? So I was like, that's cool. You know, so we sit down, but the songs were pretty much, you know, maybe halfway done. And like the song I wrote with Chris Hennessy, he basically went in and he built the bridge for me. He built the chorus for me. And we just helped tweak vocals. And that was a lot of it. You know, the songs, like I said, was pretty much halfway done. And they just went in and, you know, gave it a little trim here and there and some verbiage that helps keep songs more neutral and doesn't get too politically out there, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, that's saved for professionals who already made it, that can get, you know, at that point you can mm-hmm. start getting political if you want to, but I try not to get too in the weeds with stuff, you know.
Right.
Just have a good message and a good vibe about it.
Nice. Well, you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. We are in the studio with Donnie Isaacs and a very quiet Hurricane Jim. I don't know. The storm is brewing. Okay, he's allowing Donnie to have the mic. But we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, I believe Donnie is going to actually play a song for us. So you guys prepare yourselves. It's an awesome song. Gather everybody around the radio because it is about that time. We'll be right back with more Bluegrass Breakout.
Every argument of all time has begun the same way. Where do you want to eat? But now you can thank Arby's $5 meal deals for solving everything for the first time. With your choice of a crispy chicken, classic beef and cheddar, or classic roast beef sandwich, small curly fries, and a drink, it's easy to decide to eat at Arby's. Now, it's only human nature to find a new thing to argue about, but there's not really anything left. Arby's, we have the meats.
At participating Arby's for a limited time.
Spring is just around the corner, and your Stanton Ace Hardware is getting geared up for all your lawn and garden needs. Now available, onion sets, seed potatoes, garden seeds, fertilizer, cabbage plants, potting soil, and stop by and see all the new spring items arriving daily. That's your Stanton Ace Hardware. Ace, the helpful place.
Join Arlo McKinley, Crownover, and Bedford Band for the first Kicking It on the Creek pre-party of the year at the Steam Engine Session Room. Tickets go on sale the day of the show, Friday, June 14th at 11 a.m. at Steam Engine in Irvine. General admission is $15 cash only. Must be present to purchase. Limit of 4 per person. It's 21 and older. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. No firearms, food, or loud talking in the session room. Steam Engine Pizza Pub is located at 206 Main Street in Irvine. And we are back with Bluegrass Breakout and in the studio with Donnie Isaacs. And I don't know if I mentioned it before, but tell folks where you're from.
Oh, we're from the big city of Irvine.
All right. So very local. Mm-hmm. And that's what we love here. We love the locals. And there is something just absolutely incredible about the people here that are so talented. I don't know if it's in the water, in the air, or what it is, but
it's crazy.
There's, I think, more musicians and artists and songwriters per capita in like this 3 or 4 county area than there is anywhere else in the state. It's mind-boggling, really. How's that
Bored
happen?
Farm kids out in the sticks.
Is that what it is? Well,
that helps.
And some of you probably stayed out of trouble because of music, right? And
oh,
some of you found it with music.
Yes. Yeah, both.
All right. Well, guys, I hope that you enjoy this. Make sure you got your radio turned up. Call your friends, tell them to tune in because here is Donnie Isaacs and Hurricane Jim.
These duffel bags are too damn heavy. It
It's so early, I don't know my name. There's 10 buses waiting. Hope they don't take me to my grave. Hell, man, I'm barely 20. My true love hasn't found me yet. I know it's hell where I'm headed. Need all the prayers I can. Mama prays for my safety. My old man paces the floor. My little brother thinks I'm crazy, but it's you I'm fighting for. Today I pulled the trigger. Pep freedom, my two hands. I hope God can forgive me. I'm surviving the best I can. Thank the veterans for your freedom. And stay proud to what we've done. And when evil comes knocking, we'll stand and fight for the ones you love. Mama still prays for my safety. My old man paces the floor. Little brother thinks I'm crazy, and it's you I'm fighting for. Duffel bags are too damn heavy. It's so early, I don't know my name.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for coming in and doing that live. I kind of, you asked if I wanted to do a CD or live, and I'm just one of those people. I love live music.
Yeah.
Because I think if a musician... if a singer-songwriter can do their song live, you know, that is just, I don't know. Mastered music, it has its place, but live music is where it's at,
that's
I think.
Right.
That's where the energy is. That's where it's real. And we try our best to play a lot of live on here and have folks in live. And I want to also say thank you to Brandon Toler, because he's the one who totally booked you coming. I was sharing with you kind of some of the things going on here at the station. And
yeah.
Booking people to come in for the show is like the last thing on my mind. And he hits me up the other night. And it's like, hey, by the way, how would you like to have Donny Isaacs? And I'd already seen your video floating around. And I thought, man, I'd love to have him on. But that's about as far as it went, you know. And so, yeah. So I really appreciate Brandon kind of taking the lead on that and helping me out and having you guys come in. Tell folks again about a little bit about where they can find more of you. You said you had your own private Facebook page, but...
Yeah, I have a Facebook page that you can go check some stuff out. And then I have a website, DonnyIsaacs.com, where you can go and there's links to the EP. It's all over. You know, all the outlets have it. iTunes, Amazon, Pandora, Spotify, it's everywhere. And there's some stuff on YouTube, too, if you want to check it out there. So,
all right. And Camo, for folks that are interested in Camo, we found the website for that is camomusic.org. So C-A-M-M-O. music.org. And you got a message from Chelsea.
I did.
She says, tell Donnie to wrap the cattle report.
No.
Not going to take a stab at that? No. Not even with Hurricane Jim backing you up?
Hurricane can maybe pull it off. No, that ain't in me at all.
It's not it.
No.
All right. So what is the future for Donny Isaac's music?
We're just kind of, you know, we're just promoting the EP as best we can. You know, just get it out there and hope people enjoy it and want to hear more stuff. And hopefully it gets a good boost and gets heard, you know, across the airways, we hope. You know, there's a lot of processes to that. And I understand the business a little better now coming from Nashville and understanding how the inside works and stuff. And I know how difficult it can be to really get things going and needing investors and stuff like that. But from this standpoint, it just being going around and promoting it locally is great, and going to radio stations like this is amazing, just to be here and talk about the project and stuff. And it seems to be, you know, I think it's just blessed to be a part of doing this and getting to hang out with great people and play music. You know, it's a great part of it.
So now you're looking toward booking gigs so you can play your music for people, right?
Yeah, that's a lot of the process too, getting out and playing for people. And the last couple of weeks have been crazy. I mean, it's been pretty busy sorting through the requests and stuff like that, but just trying to see what makes sense, and we're you know, it's trying to make it as efficient a process as possible, you know. And one of the priorities right now is getting on as many radio stations as I can to do what we're doing today. And I've got that in the works constantly, and trying to get out there and get on, touch as many radio stations as I can, and then start playing it live as much as I can, and get out and just meet people and enjoy the music, you know.
So even though it is your passion, there's still work involved, right?
Well, I don't want it to get where it feels like work,
right?
If that makes sense. I really want to truly enjoy it and take my time with it and have fun and do it at a slow enough pace that I can enjoy the people that I'm around, that I'm meeting, and not be rushed, and, you know, just really enjoy what I'm doing. So,
sounds good. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to hear a tune from Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms, and we'll come back and have a few more words with Donnie and Hurricane Jim, and see what else they have to offer us today before they leave. And you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. And that tune from Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms, you can hear them in Lexington. They do gigs over in Lexington all the time. They've got their own Facebook page, a music page called Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms. This song is called The Devil in the Details, and it was recorded live at the Steam Engine Session Room. Just a heads up, those tickets go on sale tomorrow for the first Kicking It on the Creek preview party of the year. And tickets will go on sale in the morning. It's a limit of 4 per person. You have to be on site. Cash only. They're not playing. So if you want to be a part of that show tomorrow night, you definitely need to get a hold of those. I think they go on sale at 11 o'clock, but that is the Steam Engine Session Room. And we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Whitaker Bank in Stanton and Clay City invite you to their Customer Appreciation Cookout on Friday, June 14th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Lunch will be served at their Stanton and Clay City locations. Montana & Stant Studio will be performing at 11:30 a.m. at the Stanton location. For more information, call 606-663-2283, and we'll see you there.
'Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
How long never end of wine. And how long must I work these fields till I see a little life on the vine? It's been pouring rain for 19 days. I wonder if I'll ever see the sun. Well, this old heart just wants to ramble, pack up out of here and gamble, chasing ghosts and racing number one. I wanna try a thing or two I've never done. Mind. And what's wrong with my baby, Lord? Every time she looks at me, she's crying. And having lost my way, there's a hell to pay. I can't seem to shake the evil chasing me. With two hellhounds on my trail and the devil in the details, I try not to pay attention to the three. I'm gonna try a thing or two before I leave.
Today is Thursday, June 13th, and taking a look at our three-day forecast, for today a 40% chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible, mostly cloudy with a high near 66. For tonight, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 48. For Friday, patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 75. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. And for your Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 84, For Saturday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 68.
Your Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram time
is 1:34.
And we are back in the studio here at Pickup Country, and we are in the studio with Donnie Isaacs and Hurricane Jim, and you were going to tell us about a show you've got coming up?
Yeah, I've got, let me find it here, I won't get the right date. On the 13th of July, I'm doing the Route 52 Distillery gig there from 6 to 8, and then on the 26th, I'm up at Thatcher's Barbecue.
Ah.
Doing a Friday night show there from 8 to 10, so...
They've been having a lot of really great artists come in there, and I have not made it there yet, but I'm going to.
Oh, the food is worth the drive.
That's what everybody, I mean, they sell out every day. Like, I follow their Facebook page, and they're like, posted, sorry, sold out. And I'm like, if they were up the street from here, I'd have them sold out an hour quicker.
Exactly.
But that is awesome. Now, there was something we realized that we did not talk about camomusic.org. You were telling me that there was a documentary that they had there.
Yeah, they've done a documentary on the Duffel Bags piece, and it's pretty interesting. It's a behind-the-scenes dive at the songwriting process and all the collaboration that went into it. Everything except the Nashville piece is there, and it's all from the Camo perspective, and you'll meet Kathy there and a lot of wonderful people. And I can't say enough about Kathy, who's one of the co-founders. Amazing lady.
Okay. And we're taking a chance on this song that we're getting ready to play. Okay, it says Our Song.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, okay. See, I've been using this thing for 8 years. I have never seen a song title come up on that auto cue, and it's telling me Our Song.
Yeah, that's number this two. Is a song that me and Chris Hennessy wrote. So it's a really, really good song. It's a twist on Our Song perspective. So you'll see when you hear it. So
okay. Well, we are going to hear one off of the EP. It's called Our Song. Here's Donnie Isaacs.
You got me feeling restless. You finally walked through the door. Baby, we've been through this hell before. You don't say a damn word to me as you walk down the hall. The shame in your eyes, baby, says it all. You jump in the shower, but you can't wash away the wrong. I'm on the front porch writing our song. Our song is sad, but our song is true. You hurt me, girl, and me hurting you. And when it's all over, we both end up alone, singing our song. Thinking I'm one up on you, and you're all about keeping score. But baby, I don't play games anymore. What you've done can't be undone, and I know you feel justified. But maybe you couldn't be more wrong this time. Our song is all but over.
The chorus fell right in line, and the whiskey blended the words just fine. Our song is sad, but our song is true. You heard me, girl, and me hurting you. And when it's all over, we both end up alone, singing our song. Baby, singing our song.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Like, if you were a one-trick pony and you were one of the guys that just went and stood out front with a microphone and sang that, I'd be saying, wow, that's beautiful. But you're doing all that. That's awesome. Yeah. All right. So the EP, how many songs are on the EP?
Five. And they're all over the place. It's just like Duffel Bags is its own little special place. Our song is there. And then I Gotta Go is something that's really funny. It's a good breakout song too. And then there's a little love song in there, and then there's a little Garden in the Sand song too that I co-wrote with Kevin Post. It turned out really good. So
nice.
It's a good blend. It's not, you know, they're on, they stand alone songs. They all five do, they stand alone.
So anyone who's thinking about purchasing the EP, you will get a well-rounded experience, a listening experience that is kind of full circle all the way around.
Some vintage country in there, and then some new country.
Oh, I love the steel in that.
Yeah, Kevin done a great job on that. And it's great because all those guys come in and they played professionally on these tunes, and it really shows. I mean, the music's, you know, it speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. It's very well produced, and just, I mean, Pat Lasser done an amazing job.
So now that Camo has kind of given you this springboard into getting the music that you were wanting to do out there, what has changed the most for you since this whole thing started? Because I know it kind of probably feels like a snowball, something that's building and growing quickly. But what for you has changed the most, or what has happened for you that's been the most significant?
Well, when Pat Lasser told me, and he gave me the rough cut masters, he's like, listen, you need to put this in your car when you drive home and get used to yourself behind a professional band like this so you get comfortable with it. He said, because that can be the most shocking part of it, hearing your voice with this kind of music, and learn to be comfortable there and let yourself relax in it, and you'll really, really grow from that. And don't expect too much, but just be happy with where it is and how it came out. And very humble, you know. And then and I was driving home and I put those songs on, and it was just shocking, you know, when you hear that kind of big production and it's your little voice playing on this big production. And it's like, it's like an out of body experience, really. And it's really overwhelming and it's scary. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing for me was calm down. It's going to be all right. Just get used to it, you know, and just be thankful most of all.
Right.
And that was the biggest thing for me, is just, you know, just relaxing into what it is.
Because it would be easy, I would think, to hear yourself like that and be like, what have I got myself into? Oh my goodness. What is happening? You know, that's so exciting. So your future plans after the EP, what you're going to go like full blown album? You're going to, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, I'm constantly writing, and I'm always looking for, you know, co-writers too, because I think two people can bring a lot more to the song than one sometimes, you know, unless mm-hmm. you just have a specific thing you really need to say or vent about. But the more the more collaboration, the better, because the song can take off in a completely different direction that you never really thought of. So I'm constantly writing, and I would love to follow up with an album. It would be great. And there's stuff, you know, I've got material already started for that, and hopefully it gets to that.
Now tell me just a little bit about your own personal songwriting style, I guess, because you were talking about these professionals and how they each had their own way of kind of taking what you had built. When you're building that house, mm-hmm. what is your process? Like, how do you get started, and how do you progress in that? Is it something that you start a song and you stick with it till you're done? you get a line or two, lay it down, come back? What's your process?
I'm all over the place. Some songs I wrote in 10 minutes, some songs 10 months, you know. Some of them just come hit, some of them just hit you, you know, and you just, you'll wake up with a thought in your head, or you'll hear somebody that has a little catchphrase that you've never really heard before, and you wrap a whole song around that hook, you know. And but most of it's just life experiences, how I'm feeling at the time, what mood something's put me in, and do I want to give it recognition and put it to music, you know. And some of it's good, some of it's bad, you know. It's just life, grabbing life and putting it to music.
Right, okay. Well, I guess probably my final question, besides coming back and getting to your website so folks can find you, with doing this project with Camo, what do you hope that your music can do for other veterans? And do you plan on doing more songs that highlight maybe veterans' issues or some things that you, as a veteran, have experienced? Is that something that you want to continue in, or...
Yeah, absolutely. And when, if you get a chance to go see the YouTube video about, you know, the behind the scenes, we talk about that extensively. And the documentary really touches on Camo and what it's about and our thought process with Camo and what good it's doing and how it's therapeutic for each other and how the songwriting helps each other express what we're going through and that there is help. We can lean on each other, if anything. Don't give up is the biggest message we're trying to put out there. And that's why Duffel Bags has kind of a happy spin to it. And it's not, and we've been through a lot, but, you know, hey, we're still here, we're still kicking, and we lean on each other, and we'll get through this. And that's the biggest thing, because, you know, suicide is real, and it's very prevalent in the military community. And it's something that we have to deal with and understand and give it recognition of how we can combat it, most of all. And that's just with each other. If somebody can hear this song and take away something good, especially if they have a demon that they're dealing with from the military, then even better if this song helps them through that process. And we're always looking to create more ways to express and vent and just say, hey, you're not alone.
And that is the biggest thing, because I think that's what the deception of being suicidal is. It convinces you that nobody else understands, nobody else cares, nobody else can help you, nobody else gets it. But to be able to send those messages that, hey, we're there too.
Absolutely. The worst thing in the world is hopelessness. And when you get to the point that you're completely hopeless, that's when, you know, you're in your most darkest place. And some people can't crawl out of that no matter what they do. And it's just trying to keep you from getting into that place, you know.
And if I could add that, if a veteran really wants to reach out, the Veterans Administration is there to help. They're trying very progressively daily to improve everything and help veterans. Please call. Please reach out to the Veterans Administration. They want to help.
Absolutely. Thank you for interjecting that, because I think the last estimate that I heard is still 22 per day in this country, veterans that commit suicide. And that is a tragedy. It is just, it breaks my heart, you know.
Exactly. And it's just, and Camo understands that. And Camo is doing everything they can to promote, you know, there is help. And if you have to, let's lean on each other or whatever, you know. And just, first of all, recognize the problem.
Right.
Recognize that there is a problem and then move forward trying to fix it.
Well, these are awesome things to be talking about. It's something that I think we've heard more about in recent years because of the prevalent suicides. But it is something that definitely we all need to be thoughtful of. And certainly if you or someone you know is a veteran in need of help, be that helping hand. Give them a number to call. Just be there to listen and you know. Give them Donnie's EP because, you know, that little bit of silver lining, you know, that someone hears in a song sometimes may be at just the right time to change the course of a life. So,
and just shout out to LG again, you know, for
absolutely
collaborating with me on that. And it turned out to be a great little song. So,
yep. Big guy, LG Richardson. We love you. But you're doing great things. I really appreciate you coming in and sharing this with me. Before we let the folks go, CamoMusic.org is where they can find out more about the Camo organization, and tell them about your website.
Yeah, it's just DonnieIsaacs.com. You can go there and find the links to the music if you want to book a gig, you can go there and book a gig too. So,
all right. And you book gigs everywhere around here, or you have like specific places you steer clear of? I mean,
we will comb through all the requests and try to facilitate as many people as we can. So,
well, it is festival season. So, folks out there that are planning their festivals and things like that and parties, definitely give Donnie a call and have him come and perform some of his great music for you. Well, we are going to get back to the music in just a few. First, we're going to hear from our sponsor. I'm going to grab one by somebody else from Irvin or from Estill County, or I see him over there. I assume that's where he's from. Aaron Boyd. We're going to hear a song from him off of an upcoming album. He just performed this at Red Barn Radio a couple of weeks ago. And we captured this one at Steam Engine Session Room. It's called 1,000 Miles. And you guys got anything else you want to share before we kick it back to some music?
Aaron Boyd's doing great things.
He is.
He is. He's awesome.
He is. I love running into him. He is like always zen. Every time I see him, he's just got the same demeanor about him. So, yeah.
And thanks to Chelsea and Brandon. And everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. A big shout out to Brandon. Actually, he can't hear us because he's on the road now working. He's back doing his, I can't believe he climbs towers.
That's that crazy.
I'm just like, I would be terrified. There's just no way. They'd have
I wouldn't
to...
let him climb on my porch.
And we recorded that so we can make sure he does hear it.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks so much to Donnie Isaacs for coming in with us and Hurricane Jim. Really appreciate you coming in and sharing your music with us. Love what you're doing. And keep us posted on any updates.
I will. Thank you.
And because we're excited about what you're doing. Well, you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV. And you hear us on 104.9 FM and on the web at WSKVFM.com. Also, listenlike.com. And here's Aaron Boyd.
This is Josh Nolan, and you're listening to WSKV.